The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Every generation thinks they had a harder go of it than the next, and in some cases they're right. My parents lived through a world war, immigrated to a new country, and lived in near poverty only to pull themselves up by their bootstraps to ensure a better life for their children. And my sibs and I did and still do enjoy a better life. Not to say it's not always without its challenges. So I feel for millennials who routinely get criticized for being plugged in but out of touch with reality. Their reality is fewer job prospects than ever, crappy wages, the death of the single job career, and unaffordable prices for everything, especially major purchases like a car or, God forbid, a home, are pure pipe dreams. This is created in them a stoic, borderline nihilistic approach to work. Gen Ys and millennials are indeed susceptible to something now being tagged as work martyrdom. And that kind of sucks for the rest of us. In a survey of more than 5,600 working Americans, Project Time Off found that nearly half, 48% of millennials surveyed, said it is a good thing to be seen as a work martyr by the boss. Project Time Off, you say? Well, that's the rub. Work martyrs develop negative attitudes like vacation shaming others who take their legitimate time off to unlax and rewind. It's estimated that 55% of workers in the States didn't use all of their vacation days in 2015. So how do we reverse this workier-than-thou attitude? Project Time Off says we need employers who know the value that time off can bring to an organization, you know, keeping creative minds refreshed and recharged. Let me know when you find one blood-sucking boss who's going to fall for that, when he had to walk to school every day uphill both ways. My name is Cal Cote, and this is a guilt-free getaway to the exotic and untamed. Starting close to home from Seattle, it's the Polyrhythmics and the album Octagon. Here are your Fairweather Fiends from World Beat Canada.
gone, the lights go off. When things don't feel right, I lie down like a tired dog, licking his wounds in the shade. A careless life, scenic world where sunsets are all breathtaking.
Another fresh spin from World Beat Canada, that is Dom Lenina, a Brazilian-born Parisian cellist, from her new EP called Cantando, and what we heard was Scenic World. You know, if I ran the world, everybody would get an opportunity once in their lifetime for an around-the-world vacation, because it is a scenic world, and I think that you can learn a lot. We learn lots right here listening to the music from other nations. Why can't we learn even more about this planet that we live on by going to these destinations? I think we owe it to ourselves to have our eyes opened and our ears opened. And vacation shaming is just stupid. Here is Malcolm Aitken. He is a great trumpet player from here in Vancouver. He has a brand new album out called New Futures. And here is also something new. It's the title track from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
7th at the Centennial Theater in North Van, Rocket Boy presents Nuevo Flamenco guitar whiz Jesse Cook and his One World Tour. Tambora Rasa, Wednesday, November 9th, the day after the election. Join us for an exclusive Tambora Rasa concert at the stunning Pyatt Hall in downtown Vancouver. The room will be beautifully arranged for a dance floor by the stage, terrace floor seating throughout the hall, which will be decorated with cushions and candles. Nice and relaxed. You are welcome to bring your own cushions for even extra comfort. Enjoy the Tambora Rasa fusion of groovy music from all corners of the globe. Yours truly will be hosting the evening. November 10th at the Imperial, hot, sweaty dance floors with feet stomping and everybody moving, grooves for days, monster horns and shredding psych rock guitars. Oh, and giant killer robots. Let's not forget about those. These are among the elements that make up the Five Alarm Funk Experience with guest Tanya Aganaba. November 10th at the Fox Cabaret, published The Quest with such a hit at North Shore Jazz last year that they decided to bring them back for more. The Seattle-based music project captures audiences with its unique sound, socially conscious lyrics, Afrobeat elements, and folk rock influences, and have created an eclectic Northwest Coast blend of electric hip-hop and world pop. Special guest, the John Welsh Band. We hit the airwaves at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio, that's CIRH Radio in Vancouver. This program is World Beat Canada, and Vancouver Reggae Soul from Buckman Co. is straight ahead. My name is Cal Coat.
Round and round. Zaza, not for my pride, but getting off of this crazy ride.
$1 million spent on the greenwash machine. You can bet your life the beach won't wind up so clean. Stay vigilant, brothers, sisters, keep an eye. They may be blinding us with promises. We won't stand for these lies.
It's a carnival ride, spinning us round and round, spinning us round and round. We swim in, it's time to see it's a prison. And let the light through the prism. It's time to share a new vision. We do it for the children. We do it for the earth. We finally give it birth to new and true ways. With fists raised, we give thanks and praise. So follow this parade to the dawn of better days.
Music of the world comes home to World Beat Canada.
Taking the train.
That's a hand pan, or a hung drum percussion. Very pure tone. An interesting and odd arrangement from Snow Apple. They're an Amsterdam trio inspired by jazz improv, whimsy, and folk. That was from their new release called Tracks and Rolling Away. We have a very special guest coming up on the program, Luisa Mata, all the way from São Paulo, Brazil, to talk about her new album, Fio de Memoria, an album that has been much anticipated for the last 6 years. Los Amigos Invisibles, charismatic guitarist Juan Luis Pardo, has a side project called Los Crema Paraiso, or Paradise Cream, and they have decided to cover Santo and Johnny's instrumental classic from many years ago. You'll recognize it right away. Here you go, Los Crema Paraiso, with your touch of the familiar. It's Sleepwalk from World Beat Canada.
Dumping, zip up my jacket, put my phone in my pocket. Keep my mind open and trying not to lock it. I make up plans, Wake up, your life you take off. Good things that make her get your life on fleek and take off.
Anushka Shankar was moved by the plight of displaced peoples around the world, and on her new album, City of Gold, she has banded together with MIA for that track called Jump In, Cross the Line. We cross the hemispheres next with a direct connection to Luisa Mehta in São Paulo, Brazil, and an exclusive interview about her new album, Fia de Memoria, or Threads of Memory. That's next on World Beat Canada. Our home base is 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver. My name is Cal Coat. Memories represent an important stream of ideas for songwriters. For Luisa Mehta, threads of memory, Fio de Memoria, were woven together as inspiration for her long-anticipated sophomore release. But the songs themselves reflect another inspiration, the frenetic, busy, buzzy vibe all around her in one of the world's most crowded metropolises, São Paulo, Brazil, where we've reached Luisa by phone. Congratulations on the new album, Luisa. It's well worth the wait.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you, too. How do these threads of memory tie this collection together in your mind, Luisa?
Well, thread of memory means what we bring inside us from other generations. I was inspired by what was happening in Brazil in 2013. Politically, many things was going on here in São Paulo. So I wrote the song. And the song was inspired in the fact that we bring in Brazil politically many things from our discovery from many, many, many years ago. And we still bring inside us. So the song is about that, what we bring inside us from our family and from other generations, and how it's really difficult to break is fed, you know.
The amount of stimulus that you absorb living in such a busy place must be enormous. Do you have a place where you can retreat to sift through the images and ideas you collect?
Yeah, I live in a quiet place, actually, in a very nice neighborhood in São Paulo. Mm-hmm. But, of course, I live close from big avenues and noisy places, but actually the place that I live, it's really quiet, it's really peaceful. So it's a nice place to compose and think about my work and think about songs. It's a good place to do that.
Nice. Great art can't be rushed, and you took 6 years between your debut, Lero Lero, and Fio de Memoria. What part of the process required the most amount of time and energy for you?
Well, I started the CD thinking about electronic music, so I just wanted to make electronic music with new arrangements that I never did before. I was with that idea in my mind, and we started to the process in 2013, and I recorded with Sergio Damasceno, the producer of the electronic music of the album. We started to play together, and we just did 3 songs together, and I paused the process because I wanted to compose more songs, and so I stopped it for a while, and I started to compose a little bit more. And with the 4th and 5th song, I decided not to do electronic music anymore. So I started the process with other producers.
Interesting.
And because of that, it was just take a little bit more time than usually, you know.
Yeah.
You've said that this record is about what Brazil is aesthetically in this electronic age. And
yeah, in my point of view, right? I can't say, oh, this is what Brazil is aesthetically now, but it's my point of view.
Of course. But to me, I agree with you because I always get the feeling that Brazil is about 10 steps ahead of the rest of the world in creating a modern and relevant soundtrack for, you know, our urban environment. And so I always look to Brazil for what's coming next. There's a thread that I hear in your music that seems to be tied to the great female singers of old school bossa nova, which is breathy, sultry, and actually downright sexy. Do you feel connected to that tradition as well?
I will always be. Bossa nova to me is the essence of, you know, everything musically. And it's, you know, I always listen to bossa nova, João Gilberto, Antônio Jobim since I was a child.
Nice.
So it's kind of essence of music to me.
Yeah.
It'll always be inside me, and always I will always be influenced by bossa nova and samba.
World Beat Canada is on the air with our very special guest, Luisa Mehta, who is sharing insights into her new Kumbancha release. It's called Fio de Memoria, Threads of Memory. Pick up the thread and follow it to her homepage, which is luisamehta.com.br. Luisa, your voice was part of the opening ceremonies of the Rio Olympics. Any thoughts about that experience?
Well, I recorded with Beto Villari, and he was the producer of the soundtrack of Olympic Games. And it was very nice to create this song with him. And he put on the beginning of the parade of the delegations. And always, it's always so good to work with Beto Villari. And it was really special because he's so creative.
Mm-hmm.
And he composed, he make an arrangement in 5 seconds, and always this is always so amazing.
Yeah.
What he does, it's always amazing, so it was very nice.
Well, thank you so much for this, Luisa. We've been sharing gorgeous tracks from Fio de Memoria, including Around You, Olé, Porau. But I'd like to say goodbye with Musica Popular. Can you set this one up for us?
Well, a part of the lyrics is very nice. It's like popular music, is just what she wants. Love, love, love. Cry, cry, cry.
Yeah.
If you're ever down on Granville Island in Vancouver on a sunny afternoon, you'll see that man plying his trade. He's an absolute master of acoustic tone, Les Finnegan. From his brand new 10th album, Out in the Wild, that was Bungee Chord Substitution. And before that, Luisa Mehta and Musica Popular. We'll try and ring out a couple of more tracks out of this hour. On World Beat Canada, my name is Cal Coat. We'll be right back. Another fabulous offshoot from Grupo Fantasma from Austin, Texas. Those guys get into everything. They're the Colombian rhythm of chicha and Lamento en la Selva from Money Chicha. They also do Brown Sabbath, which is a Latin version of Black Sabbath. And of course, their own fantastic Grupo Fantasma. Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars are from Lafayette, Louisiana, and they turbocharged the traditional Creole, Cajun, and roots music on their new album, Gulfstream. Here is Ma Jolie for your ride on the global side from World Beat Canada. Produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Check out our sister podcast, broadcast, or as we like to call them, prodcasts. Celt in a Twist with the effervescent Patricia Fraser, the very best in contemporary Celtic fare. WorldBeatCanada.com, our homepage, is where you should start. You should also check out the blog at calcopyrite.com, which you can access through the main page. And there you'll find playlists and links to all of the artists and players for every program we've ever done. So there you go, an amazing resource. We're going home on Benning Ho's Hangman from New York, some creepcastic surf noir, a little bit of a Halloween hangover, and the Elephant Stampede. But our last word goes to Bertrand Russell, who said, "The trouble with the world is that the stupid are cocksure, and the intelligent are full of doubt."